Okay, so today we are going to learn about at least three different approaches to the sin of Cham and or Canaan and the curse that of Cham or Canaan. Because when you read the text, it seems that Cham does something wrong. And it seems like Canaan is cursed. And that doesn't seem to be fair on the surface, because you would say that what? If someone sins, they should be punished. You shouldn't punish a child for the sin of a parent. So we're going to see, I think there are at least four or five approaches. We're going to study three approaches tonight about who sinned and who's punished. Okay, so let's just read the story. This is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf. There the Torah tells us, "Vayochel Noach ish ha'adamah v'yita karem." So Noach so vayochel can mean what? He began, or it means he profaned. He did something chulin, not a holy. He didn't do something that was so holy. He became a man of the ground and he planted a vineyard. We're not going to focus tonight on what Noach did. I might speak on Shabbos day about that, Shabbos morning, my drasha. I'm working on that a little bit. I'm only interested right now on what Cham and Canaan do. So anyway, Noach plants a vineyard. Vayesh min hayayin vayishkar. He drinks from the wine and he gets drunk. Vayishkar b'socholo, and he uncovers himself in the tent. Vayar Cham avi Canaan eis ervas aviv. Cham, the father of Canaan, sees the nakedness of his father. He tells his two brothers. Now, by the way, on the surface, I think if you just had Pasuk Chaf Beis, not sure if you would think that Cham is such a bad guy. In other words, if all you read was Pasuk Chaf Beis, you would say, what happened? Cham saw something. He saw his father in a very shameful manner. And he tells his brothers, okay, we got to take care of him. Just saying, like, we see from how the story continues, then Cham is blamed. But right now he sees this. And what's interesting is what words seem to be extra on Pasuk Chaf Beis? What word seems to be extra on Pasuk Chaf Beis? Maybe not. Yeah, Avi Kanan. Right, Avi Kanan. Right? That says, Vayar Cham Avi Kanan. And Cham, the father of Canaan, sees the Ervas Aviv. Okay,
That's why you have Rashi.
what?
That's why you have Rashi to tell you what's going on.
Not only Rashi, but Evan refers the way Evan, we've been learning together for many, many years, Chumash. So at least the way that I give the shiur is I first focus on the pshat and try to deal with that, and then we'll give some approaches. And certainly, Rashi is one of those approaches. So yeah.
The word bachutz. Why is that?
Oh, so I think that's a good question. I think that they were probably outside the tent. In other words, it's referring to Chaf Aleph, he uncovered himself in the tent, and Cham told his brothers outside the tent. That's what I think it means.
Yeah, I mean, that there would be really no reason why we need that. He just told his brother, well, we can't let him know.
Right. That's interesting. That's interesting. Hold on one
They were inside. You didn't have to tell them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't. I yeah. It could be as a matter of fact, and that they were outside, or they weren't around. He was there. They weren't. They weren't around. I don't know if there's a chiddush there, But okay, I hear what you're saying. I find that Avi Kanan is completely seems to be completely unnecessary. Why at this point does he tell us that Cham is Kanan's father? Bachutz could simply say that he was inside, they're outside. But okay. Vayikach Shem Vayefetz is a simla. So Shem Vayefetz take the cloth. They place it against their backs. They go backwards. They cover the nakedness of their father. And their face is turned the other way. They didn't see the nakedness of their father. So again, once you see how Shem and Yefes behave, so then you start to view Cham in a negative light. Cham could have behaved in a different way. Cham just saw it right away, and he didn't have a problem. And then Shem and Yefes are acting very appropriately. And then Vayikatz Noach Mieno, Noach wakes up from his wine. Vayedab Eis Asher Asalo Bedo Akatad, and he knows everything that his younger son had done to him. So who's his younger son? Who's his younger son?
I'm not Shem.
What?
Yefes.
Yefes?
Not Shem. No, Yefes is the oldest.
Shem. Wait, Shem, Cham, Yefes.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily good.
Okay, so who is this son? Okay. Who is this young son? He knows that which is, by the way, right, in other words, Cham did something and Shem and Yefes did something. So who is just his son, his small son? Okay.
It's in a singular. It has to be Cham. It's in a singular. Otherwise,
right. It would seem to indicate that it's not Shem and Yefes because.
Yes.
Because it's. Yes.
Sometimes a grandchild is referred to as a child.
So then maybe who might that be?
No.
Kanan. In other words, right. Okay. So Eva is saying that sometimes maybe a grandson is referred to a son, and Eva is saying all of a sudden we're now going to talk about Kanan, who we mentioned that Cham is his father in Pasuk Chav Beis, but in Pasuk Chav Hey it says Vayomer Over Kanan Eved Avadim Yelachav. So now he's cursing Kanan. Why is he cursing Kanan? Probably because maybe he did something to him. So that works well in what Eva is saying. If Beno refers to the grandson. But this is a question. Who is the Beno Akatan? Vyomar Aruk.
Akatan could mean rabbi, boldly in behavior.
Correct. 100. Very good. Does Katan mean Katan in age or does Katan mean in behavior? Okay. So all I'm saying is we're told that Cham is Kanan's father. Like, why are you telling us this? And then we're told at the end that Kanan is cursed. And then you're wondering, why is Kanan cursed if Cham is the one who sinned? And then you wonder who the Beno HaKatan is. You know, who is... And I just want to... Wait, I'll take your question in 1 second. And we actually don't know what was done to Noah. We actually don't know what was done to Noah. But let me make one other point here. And then I will take your question. I know, Ben, you have a question. Hold on. We see from here... Noah, it seems that Cham is the middle son, Yefes is the youngest son. It seems, again, if this is birth order, in Perek Hey, Patsik, Lamed Beis, Noah gives birth to Shem, and then Cham, and then Yefes. Ben, yeah, you had a question or a comment? Ben, did you have a comment or question?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. I'll mute myself.
Okay.
Rabbi.
Yes.
In Patsik 22, it says that Cham saw the eras of its father.
Right.
Why is that necessarily something that he did wrong? In other words, if he just happened to walk into the tent,
right,
and his father was laying naked, then of course he saw it.
Correct.
Then he went outside, told his two brothers,
right,
and they went and did the right thing.
Yeah.
It appears that Kanan did something else,
right,
and therefore he was cursed.
Right. Yeah. It's right. It's not 100% clear that Cham did anything wrong. You're right. You know, you could say he walked in, he saw it. What could he do? Shem and Yefes certainly behaved appropriately. Was Cham careful or not? Maybe he just saw that nothing he can do about it. I think that's certainly a reasonable position. It's not 100% clear from the text that Cham necessarily did something wrong. Someone did something wrong because Kanan is cursed.
Why didn't Cham do what Shem and Yefes did? In other words, why do you have to go tell him? Just cover him with nothing.
Right, maybe they need, right, maybe, I don't know, maybe needed, you know, maybe he needed two people to take the garment. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
But it says by Eitach, everybody else, has simla. Maybe he didn't have a simla.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's saying, Dad's really behaving inappropriately, and what should we do? And, okay, right. So let's see three different approaches. Again, the major question is, if indeed... Cham, it doesn't seem from the text that Kanan, it seems Kanan is cursed. It seems that that, you know, it mentions that Ham is his father, so maybe curse the Canaan for what Ham did, maybe. And then we're trying to figure out, did Ham do anything wrong? Like, why is Canaan getting cursed, right?
Is it anything to the fact that the nation
of Canaan is... Right, okay, still, okay. He says, and then, Baruch Hashem El Kei Shem, blessed Hashem, the God of Shem, and again, V'hi Canaan Eved Lamo, Yafkim Yefes, V'hi Canaan Eved Lamo. Okay, so really, he's really letting Canaan have it. So let's study three different approaches, three broad approaches. So the first approach...
Who was Canaan supposed to be an Eved to? To Canaan's brothers or to Ham's brothers?
Well, it seems to Shem and Yefes, it seems. And to his brothers. I don't know. Right. Well, let's see. So Chafav, he's going to be a servant to Shem. Chavzayin, a servant, I think, seemingly to Yefes also, I would say. And Chavhei, on the surface, it seems he's going to be a servant to, presumably, his other brothers. That's what it seems like. So let's read some of Farshim. Okay, so we just, you know, these are some questions that we have, and we're going to see three different approaches. I think there are more than three, but three will suffice for now. Okay, so one approach is to say that Canaan was sinned. That why was Canaan punished? You know, a son doesn't get punished for the sins of his father. It's clear that Canaan sinned, and if Canaan sinned, then he must have been punished. I'm sorry. If Canaan was punished, then he must have sinned. In other words, we don't know explicitly Ham doing anything wrong, right? So it must be that why was Canaan punished, cursed? Because he must have sinned. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor says that Vayiskal Besoch Ahalo. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's good. Vayiskal Besoch Ahalo. So when it says that Noach, he was uncovered in his tent. She'acherim gilu also, that others uncovered him. Velo perash mi, and we don't know whom. Avol al derech haklala yesh leida she'kanan gilahu. But by way of the curse, you should know that Canaan uncovered him. In other words, Noach was uncovered. Who did it? It was Canaan. And in fact, what did he do? So one opinion is that he uncovered him in his drunken stupor. Sfarno cites Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where that Vayar Cham Avi Canaan. Vayar Cham, why does the Patek say Vayar Cham Avi Canaan? Cham saw, Cham the father of Canaan saw Ervas Aviv. Why does it say Avi Canaan? Because he ra'a bizayon sha'asalo Canaan beno. He saw the disgrace that Canaan, his son, did. V'hu haserus. And so that there are the different opinions of the Gemara. One opinion was that he castrated Noach. Okay? One is that he sodomized him, one that he castrated him. So again, at least we have two mafarshim. One second. Two mafarshim. Either he uncovers him, or Chazal say he did even worse. And this was Canaan's doing. Ham just saw it. Why does it say Ham avi Canaan? So Ibn Ezra says, V'cham avi Canaan, l'lamei tshishneim ra'im, to tell you that both of them are bad. U'chamai se'avos yasu about it. That Ham was the father of Canaan, like father, like son. Or, right, and so why does it say Beno HaKatan, his youngest son? Who is the youngest son? Who is the small son? That is Canaan, that's La'ad. This is the Ki Chenu Omer Vnei Cham Kusha Mitzrayim Uputu Canaan. The U Beno Shavel Cham Hanizkar Al Kain Kolel Canaan. So according to the Sephorno, when it says Vayikata Noach Bino Vayida Es Klor Sher Solo Beno HaKatan Beno, whose son? The son of Cham, and indeed. He is the youngest son. In Bereishis Yud Vav, Canaan is the youngest son of Ham. Or you can say like Eva. Svarno says like Eva. Beno akatan, bnei banim harayim kabanim. Grandchildren, they're like children. Ukanan haya katan shibibin cham. He was the youngest of the children of Cham. So, or you could say katan, like Judah said. Katan bagoyim bazoy mod. Maybe he was simply the most disgraced of the children. So again, one approach. These are different details in the broader approach. One approach is, we don't really know explicitly, and Ben makes this point, Ben made this point, we don't know explicitly that Cham really did anything wrong. We don't know. So therefore, by virtue of the fact that Canaan is cursed, so therefore, Canaan must be the one who sinned. What did he do? He uncovered Noah. He did even worse than that, according to Chazal. And this fits into Cham being the father of Canaan, because like father, like son. Or Cham saw what Canaan did. I guess it's like a euphemism. He saw the bizayon of what Canaan did to Noah. And Benoah Katan, again, is it the grandson, the young grandson of Noah, or is it the young son of Cham? So that's one approach. One approach is to read all these psukim and say that Cham is the one, I'm sorry, that Canaan is the one who sinned, and that's why he was cursed. Okay, so that is the first approach. Second approach is the Ramban. And the Ramban says that, no, Cham sinned. The simple reading of the text is probably that Cham sinned. Again, if you wouldn't have known that Canaan was cursed, it would seem that Cham is the one who does something bad. Again, as mentioned, again, you could have Ben's reading that he just saw him, but it seems that Cham is not acting appropriately. And so then how do you read these psukim? So if you look in the Ramban, V'cham avi Canaan, v'nachon beinai, ki cham hu akatan l'noach, he is the smallest to Noach, kasher parash yibrosh ha-seder, uchnan, so even though it says, shem cham in Yafes, okay, so what? It doesn't necessarily mean he could still have been the youngest. Maybe that was an age order. Uchnan hu ha-ben ha-gadol l'cham, Canaan was the oldest son for Cham. Was Cham's oldest son. Asher amar v'nei Cham kush v'tzayim putu Canaan achar nimkar le'eved avadim nasan l'kol echad male alav. So the Ramban wants to say that later on, when Canaan is viewed as the smallest of the children of Cham, or he's listed last, that was after he did what after he was cursed. So then he had the lowest stature, and that's why he is listed last. V'chasher ira masa zeh l'noach, and once this deed happened to Noah, lo haya l'cham zera zula si kadad. He wants to say, the Ramban wants to say that when this happened, so this happened, the only son that Cham had was Canaan. V'zeh otam v'yar Cham avi Canaan. That's why it says Cham saw who was the father of Canaan. This is his only child. He didn't have another son. And once he sinned, once Cham sinned to his father, he cursed his children. If he would have said that Cham is cursed, he will be slaves. This would only harm Cham himself. Because it wouldn't be a curse for any children that Cham had. V'ulai lo yoli v'lo lakach mimana nikmaso. Maybe you won't have any future children, and then just the curse Cham, and you're not doing anything. In other words, it would not have been enough, according to Ramban, just to simply curse Cham for what he did. Ki mi yodea ma yachrav. Well, who knows what will happen? Let's say Cham has no more children, so Noah curses Cham. Okay, but what about Cham's children will still have a good life. Again, you have to ask, why is Noah so upset? But again, you know, he wanted to curse him. Al kein kala habein shahayalo. Therefore, he cursed his son that he had. V'im yolid mea dai shukala b'no b'chorim. If he has 100 other children, it's sufficient that he curses his oldest son, v'chol zero ito, and all of his descendants, all of Canaan's descendants. V'nei achet shara Cham ervas aviv. What happened? Cham saw the nakedness of his father, v'lo nohag bo kavod, and he didn't treat him respectfully. Shaya roy lo lachasos ervaso. He should have covered his nakedness. And he shouldn't have told his brothers. And then he mocked. He said, look what dad got drunk. look at him. As soon as he saw that, what, it's so hard to get a garment and to clothe your father? Like, why do you have to tell your kids? And that's what it says. This is Herbie's point. Why did it say bachutz? That's extra. He said, what does it mean, bachutz? Uncle said bashuka. He told it publicly. He publicized that his father was in a drunken stupor. And Noach knew what happened to him, because he revealed his shame to the masses. And Noach was embarrassed about this. So again, so one way to look at this is that the best way, and it's hard to know why should the child suffer for the parent, it's a difficult issue, but the Ramban felt that the only way that Noach could punish Ham was also to curse his descendants, because what he did was simply horrible.
Rabbi, who were the masses at that time?
It's a great question. Yeah, there probably wasn't so many. It's hard to know exactly how many people were alive at that point.
Wait.
Yochevin had a question, yeah?
He said a suggestion. She said that Ham couldn't be cursed because God blessed Noah and his children when they got out of the Teva.
Yes. So someone says that. In fact,
Yocheved said that.
Okay, so Yocheved, So Yocheved, you're married to Yehuda. And in the next medrash, Bracious Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lefi shekasu vayverach ki mas Noach vesbanav, since it says that God blessed Noach and his children, v'ein kala hava b'makom bracha, and you can't have a curse where there was already a blessing. Lefich v'yobar or kadad. So Rabbi Yehuda, I hereby give you smicha, Judah. Rabbi Yehuda said exactly that point that Yocheved said, that the reason why Noah could not curse Ham because he was blessed, and therefore you couldn't curse someone who was already blessed. So again, these are two different. That's like 2A and 2B, but it's really the same point. It's really the same point that Ham sinned, and the only one that could be cursed was Canaan, either because cursing Ham would be insufficient, or he was not able to curse Ham because he was blessed. Okay.
You can ask the same question before about who's around, like Cain. Cain says, "Whoever will find me will kill me."
Yeah, same question. All right. So we have a few minutes, and so this is a fascinating approach. I think I shared it with you about 5 years ago. If you remember it, that's great. If you don't, it's still great. Okay, so this is an approach where the Hoel Moshe, I forgot who this author is. I think Rabbi Meidan in his Rav Yaakov Meidan from the Gush, so he makes a suggestion also. He says, Kashav, Shevayar Ham is Ervas Aviv, Hu Kamo Ervas Aviv Gila. But it says that Ham saw the Erva of his father, it's like saying that he uncovered the Erva of his father, Vira Erva Sad, he saw their nakedness. Velo Perashio, so he didn't explain more. Benachan Ma'od, and Shenoach Beshichuso, Shimesh im ishta v'lo shamar derech tzniyus. Noach and his drunkenness had relations with his wife. He didn't do it in a modest fashion. This is vayiskal besoch ahalo. He was uncovered in ahalo with a hay. That's her tent, right? Her tent. Whose tent? His wife. V'cham nisa avalimo. So he did it in somewhat of a public fashion. Or he wasn't so careful to be that modest. So Cham desired his mother. Gam hu ubala. And he had relations with her. So the notion of Vayar Ham as Ervas Aviv, it's like Ervas Aviv Gila, the language of uncovering the nakedness of your father. If you look in Parsh Kedoshim, this means having relations with the wife of your father. So according to this approach, Ham had relations with his mother. When we bain Shnehem Nolad Kanan, and who do they have as a child? Kanan. V'noach lo avala kiro kibno, and Noach did not want to recognize him as his son, but only as the son of Ham and like a mamzer. And so what was the curse? He should be cursed, a servant to his brothers. That's why we write this whole story to strengthen the heart of Klal Yisrael. It's okay to go to war with Bnei Canaan because they are a cursed nation. So this is a very fascinating approach, and this suggests. So now, let's go back to the psukim here. So this says, "Vayar Cham Avi Canaan." What? Why is he Avi Canaan? Because Canaan was the result of what he did. He Vayar is Ervas Aviv. He had relations with his father, with his father's wife, which is his mother, and the result was Canaan. And then Noach realized what happened. He knew everything that Benoah Katan did, Cham did, and therefore the result of the union is that Canaan is cursed. He's going to be, in other words, when Noah's wife gives birth, don't think that this is Noah's son. It's not Noah's son. This is Cham's son, and he's going to be cursed. He's going to be in Eved Avadim, he's not going to be of equal footing. Perhaps Cham wanted to have relations with his mother to assert his superiority over his brothers, and Canaan should be considered a son equal to the other three brothers, maybe similar to what Reuven may have wanted to do also after Rachel died, to be with Bilhah, to switch the beds. And so what happened? What's Noah's response? No, Canaan will serve his brothers. Your plan failed, Cham, and you are now despised, and the offspring of this reprehensible behavior will not achieve what you hope to achieve. Eved Avadim Yelechav, he will be a slave to his brothers. So just to summarize again, we're out of time, but just to summarize, we were trying to figure out why, if Cham does something bad, why is Canaan cursed? So let me just finish, I'm sorry, and then I'll take your questions. We gave three different suggestions. The first suggestion was Canaan sinned. It's not so clear that Cham sinned. It was Canaan who sinned, and Vayiskal B'Sachalo, it was by Canaan. Canaan was the one who sinned. He learned about sinning from his father, like son. The Benoah Katan might refer to the son of Cham, or might refer to the grandson of Noach, and that's why Canaan is cursed, either by castrating or sodomizing Noach, or by uncovering him in his drunken stupor. And the second approach is that Cham sinned, and Canaan was punished, was cursed, either because the cursing Cham would not have been sufficient, like the Ramban, or like Rabbi Yehuda and Bracious Rabbah, that we want that Noah could not have cursed Cham because he was already blessed. And the third approach was the most original approach. Again, I show you that source, but I know Rabbi Meidan also makes this point in one of his articles, in that that Cham had relations with Noach's wife, his mother, and came Canaan, and Noach wanted to simply say he is not of the same status. He was born out of this forbidden relationship. So these are three different approaches to solve this very perplexing problem in our Parsha.